Orange County leaders garner support for California bills against fentanyl. Irvine, Califf. Local law enforcement and government leaders stood by an enlarged photograph of colorful, candy-like pills within the city hall to garner support for two state bills to address the surging fentanyl overdose deaths on April 28. Every single day, more than 15 Californians will die because of fentanyl poisoning, State Assemblywoman Kati Petri Norris said. Remember, these are not just numbers and statistics. These are our loved ones. The Assemblywoman said she has introduced two bills, AB 955 and AB 1027, to help combat fentanyl's deadly effect on Californians, especially youth. Fentanyl is now the most deadly drug circulating in the illegal drug market, according to the California Department of Public Health. AB 955, if passed, will impose longer prison terms, between 3 to 9 years, up from existing laws 2 to 4 years, for those possessing fentanyl for sale, which will also be applicable to those selling the drug on social media platforms. The bill is supported by the League of California Cities, which represents 479, out of 482, cities in California, and nearly 30 law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Newport Beach Police Association, Association of Orange County Deputy Sheriffs, and California District Attorneys Association. AB 1027 would help law enforcement agencies investigate fentanyl-related deaths associated with drug sales on social media platforms, according to the bill author. It would require major social media companies to publicly post their policies on how they handle records of their users' communication and for how long they retain such information. On average, platforms hold such information for 24 hours, which is not enough time for fentanyl overdose, according to a representative from the Orange County Sheriff's Department. We are seeing people and kids dying of fentanyl overdose after they have taken something that they thought was a prescription drug, Petri Norris said. Alongside that trend, we are seeing drug traffickers abusing social media platforms to sell to our kids. Both bills were heard on April 27 by the State Assembly Committees, with AB 1027 amended by the Assembly Appropriations Committee and awaiting further discussion. AB 955 was put on hold and referred for an interim study by the Assembly Public Safety Committee. Petri Norris said she was disappointed by the hearing result. "First time I've heard that phrase," Petri Norris previously told the Epoch Times while walking out of the hearing on April 27. "The reason I agreed to that is that I have a commitment from the chair and the committee members that we will continue to work on and develop this policy, and to continue this process with a select committee hearing in May." Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer and Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley shared the same sentiments at Friday's news conference. "It is not a public safety committee. It is a pro-criminal committee that supports initiatives to open up our prison doors and not hold people accountable," Spitzer said. "We are not dealing with people who are good model citizens. We are talking about drug dealers. We are talking about people who know they are pushing fentanyl into our streets." Speaking of the Assembly Public Safety Committee's decision, Foley said, "That's not justice, and that's not democracy. This is not a good day. We are outraged by this group of Sacramento legislators keeping these bills from moving forward," Foley said. In Foley's home city of Costa Mesa, police have made substantial arrests recently related to fentanyl sales. Police Chief Ron Lawrence emphasized the importance of the state legislature in combating the growing numbers of fentanyl poisoning. "The Costa Mesa Police Department strongly supports making legislation that will positively assist in reducing the sale and distribution of illegal fentanyl and prevent this crisis," Lawrence said at the news conference. "Law enforcement is taking very proactive measures to combat this, but more can be done, and we need the help from our legislators in Sacramento." In California, fentanyl-related deaths have increased by more than 1,550% since 2016. In 2021, more than 5,700 people died of fentanyl poisoning, including 224 teenagers between 15 and 19 years old, according to the State Department of Public Health. At 50 times stronger toxicity than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine, fentanyl, a synthetic opioid, continues to be laced with other drugs due to its potency and low cost.